Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. 8 days ago, the Social Security Administration announced that next year's Social Security payments will increase 8.7% above current levels. This is the highest annual increase since July 1981. As you may already know, workers who are today age 55 or younger will never receive all of the payments now promised to them from Social Security. The reason for that is that the federal government has already paid out and is committed to paying out amounts in excess of the funds that have been or will be collected to meet the promised obligations. Before last week's announcement, the continuing shortfalls in funding versus promised payments meant that the Social Security Fund was projected to go bankrupt in the year 2034. In order to avoid even more future benefit cuts, the government would need to now collect an extra more than $11,000 annually in Social Security taxes from households at the median income level. But that information was before last week's huge payment increases for next year. Unfortunately, the ratio of employment to households means that today there are almost 3 million fewer workers paying Social Security taxes than before the pandemic. When you combine the announced higher payments and the lower tax collections from fewer workers, that means that Social Security, as it is now structured, will go bankrupt sooner than the year 2034. Of course, politicians and bureaucrats would never want the public to realize what it means that Social Security will go bankrupt. So they will cut payments by doing what they have done four times in the past, through raising full payment ages and imposing income taxes on most Social Security and Medicare payments. Effectively, government officials will continue to pretend that Social Security payments are still increasing. But the net effect of further age increases, tax increases, and limitations on Social Security and Medicare benefits they impose will make sure that future Social Security benefits will be lower in the future than they are today. You may want to plan for your retirement on the assumption that you won't receive any Social Security payments. That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.